Hello, my name is Joshua Correa, and I want to welcome you to Spiritual Arms, 5 Minutes for the Battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today I want to read from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. And this is the story of the Canaanite or the Syrophoenician woman. From that place, he went off to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Now, this particular passage may seem harsh, but there's a reason that Jesus is responding the way that he did, and that'll be discussed in the reflection. I also want to read just a small piece of the same passage from St. Matthew's Gospel, and it'll make sense with the Old Testament reference that I'm going to give in just a moment. So in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 24, Jesus says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now, where is this in the Old Testament? So if you go and look at Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, you hear the following. "But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts." If Jesus was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, how does salvation come to the Gentiles? The answer is in the Psalms. Psalm 22, verse 28 says, "All the ends of the earth will worship and turn to the Lord. All the families of nations will bow low before you." Psalm 86, verse 9 says, "All the nations you have made shall come to bow before you, Lord, and give honor to your name." Now, the Catechism in paragraph 2616 talks about prayer, and we hear the following. "Prayer to Jesus is answered by him already during his ministry. Through signs that anticipate the power of his death and resurrection, Jesus hears the prayer of faith expressed in words, the leper, Jairus, the Canaanite woman, the good thief, or in silence, the bearers of the paralytic, the woman with the hemorrhage who touches his clothes, the tears and ointment of the sinful woman, the urgent request of the blind men, 'Have mercy on us, son of David,' or 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me,' has been renewed in the traditional prayer to Jesus known as the Jesus Prayer. 'Lord Jesus Christ, son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.' Healing infirmities or forgiving sins, Jesus always responds to a prayer offered in faith. 'Your faith has made you well. Go in peace.'" Jesus' response to the Syrophoenician or Canaanite woman seems harsh, but he's actually drawing her into a deeper relationship with him. This is actually one of my favorite passages in sacred scripture because in it we hear how desperate the woman is. She knows that she's not worthy to come to Jesus because she is a Canaanite. She's a Gentile, but yet she comes to Jesus humbly asking for mercy for her little girl. The other thing that's beautiful about this is the woman is, she perseveres. She doesn't take no for an answer. She wants healing for her daughter. So often we feel unworthy when we come to God in prayer. And I think this is just a wonderful example of when we humble ourselves and when we come to God and we ask for mercy, he will give it to us. He wants to draw us into a deeper relationship with him. Sometimes that's very hard for us to humble ourselves and to admit that we need healing. But Christ is there to heal us if we ask him for that healing and that mercy. So I invite you to have a heart like the woman in this gospel passage, to have the same courage that she has, that she's displayed. Finally, I want you to read this passage and reread it. And if you want the fuller account of this passage, read Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. And let this passage fill your heart with humility and boldness in your relationship with God. And then, when you've done that, encourage others to do the same. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.